Thank you for downloading the Dry Cargo Market Report from Coracle Online and the Baltic Exchange for November the 9th, 2012. This report looks at the Capesize and Panamax and supramarkets. We start with the Capesize sector, where there was some negative sentiment at the beginning of the week. Despite that, the market seems to have recovered. In the Atlantic, there was more visible inquiry both transatlantic and to the east, with the last Tubarão China ore cargo being reported fixed for early December at $21.25. In the Pacific, the conference route from West Australia to China has seen some downs and ups, starting at the end of last week, fixing around the $9.70 mark, dipping down to a tick under $9 and then recovering to around the mid-nines. It is all very positional. For the Panamax sector, and it's been hard graft for owners in the Atlantic, as rates continued to ease against a backdrop of thin transatlantic inquiry. As the weekend approaches, there is a feeling that although the market is flat and that sentiment may have turned for more forward positions, short trips in the North Continent succumbed, with modern types fixing around $3,000 daily for a trip via the Baltic. Front haul also came under pressure. A two-year-old 75,000 deadweight ton Open Morocco agreed $13,000 daily for a trip via the US Gulf to the east, and a similar size ship agreed $13,500 daily, plus $350,000 ballast bonus for a trip Brazil to the east, only to fail on subjects. In the east, and we have to ask, where would the Asian market be without Indonesia? Inquiry from this area has remained solid, with owners prepared to go to India able to command a premium. At the end of the week, however, there do appear to be more minerals from the Pacific West Coast and also Australia. A 76,000 deadweight ton ship, Open Hong Kong, went at $9,000 daily for a trip via Indonesia to West, option East Coast India, and an 82,000 deadweight ton Kamsarmax Open South China obtained $10,500 daily for a similar trip to East Coast India. Lastly, we look at the Supra and Handymaxes, and the market in the Atlantic showed little sign of life, although there was a possibility that the situation in the US Gulf may have reached a floor as a number of vessels obtained cover. A TES 58 type was reportedly booked for a trip from the US Gulf to the East Med at about $11,250 daily. A Japanese-built 53,000 deadweight ton unit obtained a respectable $16,000 daily for a trip to Singapore-Japan range, also from the US Gulf, basis end of November delivery. Further south, however, the lack of inquiry meant that owners continued to struggle. In the east, it was the Southeast Asian mineral inquiry that continued to prop up the market, with rates for the unfavoured Indian Ocean destinations offering some hope for owners. Thanks for listening.